Are you okay? Alderman Barber.
I'd like to ask both chiefs if this is an acceptable risk for you in order to have this on paper. Will you be able to fulfill, given the option down the road for forfeitures and that kind of thing? Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Alderman Barber, let me just intervene real quick. Mark and Paul and the mayor worked on this thoroughly for almost a day last week, okay, to come up with this. They discussed these options with the critical departments, okay? So this is being presented to us with an understanding that the fire department and the police department, that this will not put additional strain on either one of those departments.
And I would agree with that statement.
Okay.
That's all we must. Because Mark was talking about the risk of maybe there was a risk that might not happen, and that was my concern.
What risk? Of the,
that's what I was looking at.
Of the aides? Or what?
You still have to have the
revenues.
The savings from the capital project, communications capital project, and police department.
Correct.
Complete and occur and have those $126,000 in savings. That project is a very critical project. I think the chief believes that's going to happen, but if something comes up before that project is closed out, then we will have to come back and address those three items and decide either which manner to do it. There is a reference in the short little paragraph in the middle of page two that talks about the alternatives. So if those savings don't occur, we can come back with one of those alternatives. One of the other capital improvement fund projects could be delayed, which would be changed. So if those savings don't come forth, we'll sort of get together again and come back with an alternative. If you don't like that risk, you could choose one of those alternatives up front. My expectation was always that if we anticipate a revenue budget for it and then it doesn't come through and we know up front, you would like for us to come back to you with a way to cut the budget and make that happen. So that's what we presented to you.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Is this memo taking out bringing the tree budget down to zero for DPW, the highway department? They had 16, they requested 32.
Yes.
That's not going to make the constituents very happy. They're asking actually for, we're already taking out two and putting in one, so now we're taking out two and putting in none. All right.
For this 1 year, the recommendation that the mayor suggested would be for would be limiting.
Well, that's not a very good idea. It's, you know, it sounds like it's, you know, just a minor thing, but that's part of the aesthetics of your community. It's also a flood control strategy. They can hold up to, 300 gallons per tree. You're going to have a lot more flooding if you don't get a start on this and replace these. And it's a cooling.
The mayor's coming to me when you say going to get a start on this. We've had that budget level in there for a number of years, and he expects it to be reinstated and can continue in the future. It was just an immediate reaction to a loss. And when we looked at all of the priorities across all departments, he recommends eliminating that for 1 year. Now, if one thing you could do is, if that was something you were uncomfortable with, if you reduce that number, just to leave a little room for Jerry and left 5,000 in, only took out 11,000 of it, the net impact would be simply to reduce your fund balance from 65,000 down to 60.
Yeah, I think you got to give his department something because all of us up here are going to be dealing with the ash borer and the constituents. I mean, I get calls all the time on that. You wouldn't believe how 35th Street just reacted when they took all those down and it's for the community, it's big for them.
So You could leave them some to work with simply by taking that line that says Highway Department trees for $16,000, change that to $11,000, and you're just effectively reducing your fund balance down to $60,000 instead of $65,000, which is probably still an acceptable level for 1 year. I would be cautious to go below that. The emergency come up during the year, you like to have some fund balance.
Well, at least it's something, but it's not much. You don't get much for that. I just think it's short-sighted when you're talking about aesthetics, flood control, and cooling of your community. It's not very wise.
But all the women, it's just for 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just for 1 year.
Well, are you fine with the...
I'm not fine with the... I can handle 11. I'm not fine with 16.
Okay. Well, let's make the adjustment then to 11.
So then I would request the motion is listed at the end of the memo with the amended number of Highway Department trees for $11,000 and St. Martin's Fair aid revenue at $18,500.
Okay.
So moved.
Well, hold on a minute. Wait. Not yet. Alderman.
So I've got a question for Chief Remington. The Lucas CPR device, do you have any now?
We don't have any now. This would be our first one. It would be under Tyne 2, which goes on all of our cardiac arrest calls.
Okay. With that said, I had the opportunity, fortunate or unfortunate, to work with one at a call about 3 weeks ago, and it's an amazing piece of equipment. Amazing. And I'm not sure if anybody really realizes. Chief, do you have any at your place?
No.
This went on and on and on with an overdose subject, and I believe that's, you know, the trend is what's happening, and that's why these have become so popular. So I don't know if you, I mean, I'm prepared to support that if you wish to talk about it for a minute. If not, I'll let it go.
Well, what it does is it provides automatic chest compressions. And so maybe Patrick can explain how it works better. It goes around to the patient and provides chest compressions. That frees up all of our people to do other things, which is a big part of this, but it also provides a much higher quality compression than we can provide because it's a very physical, demanding activity.
One of the things that have come out in all the studies that they've done in CPR is that manual CPR is we're not effective at it. After 2 minutes, we're done. You trade out another firefighter comes in, starts doing compressions. So this machine does a constant rate, constant depth, and it also has a release that brings up the chest after the compression,
which brings more blood flow back to the heart.
I have had the benefit of working with these, probably with the same machine you saw. I've actually seen this machine on a patient that would wake up and look at me and move and was actually flatlined with this machine. That's how effective the CPR is.
And just to be clear, we're not eliminating it. We're just having them use some of the donations fund to support the purchase.
So we're going to move forward with being able to purchase one this year?
Yes.
We do get a little small amount of supplemental funding from the state to put towards EMS supplies, materials, computer stuff like that. That would probably be the fund we would use to offset this.
Okay.
Yes.
Nothing further.
Okay. No other questions. Here's the motion to tentatively amend the mayor's recommended 2018 budget by eliminating from the capital outlay fund the Highway Department wireless access point for $1,200, the Highway Department trees for $11,000, the Fire Department garage door for $6,000, and the City Hall telephone and voicemail system for $55,000, and by reducing the information services window and office upgrade by $4,300, police shotguns by $1,550, the Lucas hands-free CPR device by $4,000, and the police department police squad cars by $45,000, and by eliminating from the St. Martin's Fair Fund state-exempt computer aid revenue of $18,500, all for the purpose of offsetting the loss in state-exempt computer aids in accordance with the new state budget. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? None. The vote is 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. The motion passes. Okay, capital outlay. The supporting documentation was all following that. So, okay, future. Page 338. This is the local street improvement program. Priority listing. Pardon.
To chair, did you intend to skip over the equipment replacement fund?
No. Probably not. 331. Okay, Paul, you want to enlighten us on... Oh, no. We want to touch base with the equipment replacement fund. Paul, why don't you just give us a...
Yeah, the equipment replacement fund is the fund that the city uses to annually provide resources for the orderly replacement of larger pieces of equipment. Mostly this is rolling stock, so equipment which is on wheels for the most part. That's what's in this fund. The intent is that these annual allocations will provide sufficient resources over time to replace equipment as scheduled. The Common Council, the city just has not had the resources in the more recent past, dating back to the recession beginning in 2008, to fully fund this fund. For the coming year, there were four pieces of equipment which were requested by the departments, three of which are included in the fund. They are listed on page 332. But I would remind the Common Council this fund is not fully funded. And in the not too distant future, listed on page 331, in 2020, the city has almost $2 million for the equipment coming due for replacement. And 2 years later, a further $1.9 million. And with the fund only having a $2.6 million fund balance, the city would be in a position of required borrowings to support equipment replacement in those years. But for the period of 2018, there are sufficient resources to fund the mayor's recommended replacements.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Any other questions? Seeing none. Then you can go to 338, which is your street improvement program. This is where the Public Works Department grades the roads. And you're seeing at the top of the list the severity of the roads and as they work down. We're only going to get to about Sycamore Street. So the $920,816,000 level. So West Airways and Chapel Hill Court South will probably not be in this year's budget. Is anybody aware? These fall in your certain geographic areas. Maybe not a necessity, but you got to speak up now. Otherwise, this is the list. And you know the city is proactive in working on its streets. This is not by any means sufficient to keep us ahead if you read the data in here, but it's adequate to keep us moving forward.
My motion would be not to improve at this point, but just do the study involving this?
You are requesting...
This is just the overlay. You're looking at the capital improvement fund.
Correct. That's coming up soon. Okay. So, any questions? None? Seeing none? Okay. Now, the next page, 339. Just so you got it in the back of your mind.
Oh, can I just go back?
Sure.
The 5-year plan on 339 has $750,000 for reconstruction. Now, that didn't make the budget, but that was an item there.
That is correct. This is what was tentatively requested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it made the mayor's approved budget.
Okay.
Correct, Paul?
The 68th Street reconstruction, as well as the 51st and Drexel intersection items listed on page 339, were transferred as requests into the capital improvement fund. Only one of which, the 51st and Drexel intersection, was included in the mayor's recommended budget and the capital improvement budget. I understand, Alvin Barber, that you have a motion potentially coming to modify the capital improvement budget to deal with a portion of the 68th Street project.
Yep. So you're aware that 51st Street by the high school?
Sure.
Okay. Seeing no questions, moving on. Capital Improvement Fund.
The best way to see that fund is looking at page 350.
And so, Mark, why don't you just walk everyone through? Everybody can kind of see what has been approved, but the recommended and the requested. Do you want to add any highlights?
I'll let Paul, since he's developed this structure.
Paul. Okay.
Thank you. The construction of this particular schedule has on the left hand side a listing of the projects by city activity department. So you have the highway department, the TIDS, then park development and public safety in the projects that are listed as approved. The staff can begin to work on those particular projects, bringing the actual contract for services or materials to the Common Council for approval before work actually commences. And then beneath that are some projects that are pending approval, meaning that those projects need to be come forward to the Common Council prior to staff taking any actions on those projects. In the center section, you have the projects which were requested by the departments, and then to the far right, those that the mayor has included in his mayor's recommended budget. Within those individual columns, the leftmost column under the column that's labeled total is the total cost of the project. And the center two columns are other resources which are being available to support those projects. And on the far right of that column labeled net city funds, those are the funds that would effectively come out of future tax levy increases because they're being funded principally by loan proceeds. And this particular plan includes $5.6 million in new borrowings on the part of the city to support these programs in 2018. This $5.6 million was included in the borrowing resolution which the Common Council adopted at its recent September meeting.
Okay, thank you, Paul. When would it be appropriate for Alderman Barber's? Barber, Alderman Barber.
Okay. I would like to move to tentatively amend the mayor's recommended 2018 budget. You all have a handout of this. By adding $25,746 to the capital improvement fund expenditures highway for item South 68th Street reconstruction. That's on page 350. Is that the one that you have, Mark? Or is this the other one? That was my original one to you.
So as it says, respectfully submitted at the bottom, that would be
okay, yeah, that would be the one. Okay, page 350 has an approved project in reducing the mini park land acquisition expenditure by $45,168, of which $19,422 is an impact fee supported for the purpose of initiating a study and design of the needed improvements to 68th Street. This had that.
Yeah, wait. We need a second first. Then we'll go for discussion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Alderman Barber?
This was initially in the budget for $750,000, and the mayor, the mayor's budget, or the request was $750,000. The mayor's budget reduced that or took that line item out. I'd like to maintain the line item, but I'm not sure where the $750,000 came from and how extensive that was in terms of reconstruction. So I'd like to kind of just hold this as a line item and start this process over in determining the actual need for what goes on 68th Street, as well as traffic analysis, sign analysis, and then a survey of the people that actually do live there to determine what exactly is needed there. So that's why I'm putting this back, or asking that this money be put back as a line item instead of the, I don't know what it would be. It's just adding to the expenditures right now.
So then it could be used to bring forward some design or study work or work with the neighbors in the neighborhood, so that they could then determine the full scope of the project needed by the 2019 budget.
So Alderman Barber, how would you say, enlighten us in regards to the condition of this road?
Right now, it's a very hilly road, as you probably are all aware. There's currently a 30-mile-hour speed limit. There are multiple entrances to the trailheads, and there's also a park that is a children's park further down on 68th. I'm actually looking for a span that would go, or the entrance would probably go from Loomis to Drexel at this point, in terms of what this study would be. The road is very narrow. There's a lot of kind of issues about trucking going on there, a lot of trucking, and then when they stop or whatever they are, it's virtually impossible to pass because you're stopping on a hill and you can't figure out what's coming. So I think that whole street is probably the worst one in my district.
Okay.
And I want to initiate something to have that corrected down the road. That would be my intent.
Except for maybe the intersection at Drexel, 51st.
What?
Well,
except for maybe the Drexel intersection.
That is
one in your district.
That part of it is going on.
Yeah, that part is still in there.
I was commenting on the worst one in your district.
True. Okay. Thank you, Alderman Barber.
I will.
Any other discussion? Agree. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against none? The vote is 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. The motion passes.
A couple other brief comments on the capital improvement fund, if I can. I'll just
note
that we have listed a contingency higher than we usually do. That's the bottom line of the table. That's $250,000. But given the scope of the projects that we have and the volume of them with the TIF projects and park development, we did feel it appropriate to increase that contingency. We also do have in there the station-specific alerting system. It's at $100,000, which we now know is not sufficient for the full project, but there's still work being done on that with myself, the chief, and representatives from the labor union evaluating that further. I say that because I want to clarify one statement. The project's pending approval, the work staff can still do on those is enough to be able to put it together to bring forward to you so that the Common Council can say, yes, we want you to work on this more. So the distinction is the project where it's listed as an approved project, Glenn can go out, for example, on those and get bids or get pricing on the project so that you can then act on them. The project's pending approval, our work is still developmental not that we can't work on them at all. We just, we can't spend money without your approval, and we can't take it sort of to that next level, because those projects are still waiting for further action before we, you know, really do it. But in, so that, I wanted to use that as an example, because, for example, we're working on that. The chief and I are meeting, and have been for much of this year periodically, on trying to sort of develop that project so that it can be brought forward for your consideration. And that would be the same for all of those projects in pending approval. Lastly, I'll note the way that I worded that motion that you just made, taking out the mini funding from a mini park, I left it non-specific as to which one. So what we'll do in the budget when we move it forward to hearing is combine those mini parks into one line for a total funding, so that as the park commissioner, you know, look at, is it number three, four, or five that moves forward first, we won't impact that decision on which one. We'll just group them into two mini parks out of these three.
Okay, thank you.
Preston.
Alderman Barber.
By eliminating that, there was a $19,422 that's impact fee. Does that still remain as on one of those items?
Yeah, it just, it sort of becomes not consequential here, because the impact fee only gets used if you spend money on an impact fee eligible project. So we took out the total project, so the impact fee goes away. We only then reappropriated the non-impact portion for the road because we can't spend parking back on the road. So that's why the numbers were set forth the way they were listed.
So what happens to the $19,422 difference?
It continues to sit in the development fund for impact fees until such time that the house
will. Is there a point where we run out of impact fee money? Could be. Alderwoman.
No, because we'll
help
increase that. Yeah. So I think this is either Glenn or Paul. I'd like to know a little bit more about what the status is on the extension of West Marquette Avenue. It's listed on page 348. It was budgeted in 2017. It's also on the list in 356, $500,000, and then nothing for 18, and then again 750,000 in 2019. So what's the intent there?
That particular project was included in the 2017
I see
budget.
That, yeah.
To my knowledge, at this point in time, there's no traction for that particular budget, and so there's no anticipated expenditures on it in the current year for 2018.
So what happened to the 2017 money that was allocated in the budget for that?
Because the council never authorized any borrowings for that project, no resources became available.
So you're switching it over to the Drexel. Okay. So it's a good trade-off, I guess, considering the typically the developer pays for the roads. And then why the 2019 line item for $750,000 then? In the forecast for the same road.
That's what the department requested, so that's what I put in.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the thought is when it came close to happening this year, when the developer trying to do something, we thought it might happen.
So is the idea that the city was going to pay for the developer's road?
We have to up the money, and then we'll get reimbursed from the developer.
So. Okay. So that's why it's in there. It's not that we're going to. Okay. And then on the one underneath that for the Oakwood Road drainage in partnership with Waukesha Water Main, there was $16,000 last year that didn't get used. You still have that available then, right? And why are we have to really encourage? Waukesha wants to put their water main in. Maybe we should be doing some better negotiations on so we don't have any costs.
That was the study that we paid for to figure out if we could do a bridge. We did apply to DOT for matching funds, and we denied. So we did a lot of work there. Hopefully, situation. For Waukesha, we paid $5 or $6 million to actually raise the road. We would pay $1 million more or less to the bridge. So we could either on our own pay for the entire bridge, because we were hoping that we'd pay 20% of that.
Well, I know, I talked to some people about that. They said, that's not going to happen. I don't know why we spent the money on that, but it's done now. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Capital improvement, page 357. Okay, we're almost done. Any questions? Police department requests. Well, this is actually...
This is just the detail.
This is just...
On page 350.
Correct. So this is just your detail. So if you got any questions. Going toward the end here. 424 is the development fund.
Impact fees.
I had...
Some older comments on that.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're supposed to have requirements by the state to update the impact fees, and they haven't been updated. Paul, when's the last time the impact fee study was updated for police, fire, to get additional funding to them?
Probably since almost before I was here. So we've done the part. Started work on the other one. It hasn't been completed. I actually have that on my sort of priority list.
Well, right, especially if we're not bringing in what we need to fund those. You know, we should probably up the fees. We have to go through a complete study in order to do that. We can't just.
Absolutely must.
And I suppose that requires some long, drawn-out process in funding and consulting and...
No, based upon the preliminary work already done a couple of years back by Rupert Wilkie, my intent was, frankly, to use their report and steal from it, update the numbers, and work through the calculations of what they did in the Parks one.
I would like to see that done if that's going to help the departments that are part of the bigger part of our budget. That seems like we should be on that.
Well, at this point, it's really only paying for the funding of the existing, you know, the road that was already done, the fire station, the police department that's already built, the library that's already built. The real only sort of development question in there is addressing fire station, which was built into that current plan. So that's really from a policy question, the only piece that's right there that could significantly impact the...
It won't help with improvements to the existing?
No.
Even though the population goes up, there's no, like, needs?
For maintenance of facilities already established.
No, maybe not maintenance, but, you know, expansion addition because of growth for departments when they need to do new office space or new upgrades or...
If you can show within the study methodology the parameters expected under the state statute that it is for based upon new growth, then yes, it could likely, it could potentially apply. But you have to recognize since our existing station is have some age to them, they've been there a while, and the last time the study was done, we already had, you know, X population. A lot of anything you're looking at for remodeling, for example, of Station 1, I think the end result is going to be hard to call that new growth based on the methodologies I've seen used, for example, in the park site. The most important one we need to do, actually, is the sewer and water. That will be the first
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just think that's, we need to get going on that because it seems like the park one took forever. You know, I hate to be missing out on fees that we could be accumulating to help out any of those departments. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Alderwoman. Mark, do we need the department heads here any longer for the last few pages that we're working on?
It depends where you go at the end. If you get to the end and you start saying, well, I'm not happy with the 3% taxes, you want to start talking about cuts, then you might need them all. So it depends where your intent to go is when you get to the end.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Well, I don't think anybody's happy about a 3% increase. The unfortunate predicament that we're in as a community is we've had 0% increases for the last 5 years. So if we look at that true increase spread out over 5 years, it's rather a nominal increase. If we would have had increases all along, that would have been under 1%. It would have been negligible. Now we're coming in with an increase of 3%, and because we're trying to recapture dollars increment from the past few years. So we're, you know, as a common council, we're up in arms. We've asked the department heads, and we've always been extremely frugal as a community. And I think in the preparation of this budget today, we've seen that the department heads have worked extremely hard to try to bring us a budget that with not a lot of fat in it. So we want to continue on. We want to have our independency, and we want to provide services to our constituents. So the last few items that we've got here, utility fund, development fund, do you have any questions on 428? If we don't see any questions on that, then we've got debt service fund, City of Franklin. Paul, if you want to give us a little heads up on that, and then